Just recently in the Daf Yomi Shir, we studied a sugya on Daf Yud Beis, which is called Nokat Kasa Deshikra. So I'd like to add a little bit of an iyun on that sugya, and the Gemara says the following: Elahecha deka Nokat Kasa Deshikra biyada. So we're talking about a person who doesn't realize that he is holding a cup of beer. He thinks he's holding a cup of wine. So when he began the bracha and he said the Shemu Malchus, he had in mind to complete the bracha with Bari Pri Hagofen. That's called, in the Gemara's language, Birech Adaita Dechamra. And you'll see this on Daf Yud Beis. Let's see if we can figure out how many lines it is before the end of Daf Yud Beis, so that we can all follow the Gemara inside. It's always Osios Machkimos. It's always Kedai to see it inside. It's about, I would say, halfway down the page. You'll see it after the two dots in the middle, the skinny lines. So the Gemara has a suffix, and the Gemara says, "My basar ikar brachas linan, I basar chasimas linan." And at the end of the sugya, the Gemara compares it to a case of Tamri and Nama, Tamri Nami Mezi Zion, etc., etc. So we want to begin to study Rashi on this sugya, and if we have time, we'll go through some other Rishonim. Rashi, Dibra Maschil Posach B'Deshichra, very important Rashi, and then a subsequent Rashi, Dibra Maschil Ella, which is towards the bottom of the page. But in the first Rashi, Dibra Maschil Posach B'Shichra, Rashi says, Tchilas HaBrocha Omar Almanas Shahakol. So that's a case where, unbeknown to him, he's holding wine, but he had in mind a Shahakol because he thought he was holding beer. And Kevin Shigil Melcha Olam, he got to that part of the bracha Melcha Olam Nizkar Shu Yain V'Yomer Bari Pri Agofen. In that case, Pshita Le De Yotza, Pshita Lando Yotza Da Ha Afilu Siem Kala Bracha Kedas HaPsicha V'Yomer Shakol Yotza Al Yain. That Shahakol is a bracha that's Chal on Yain. So that's the case where he thought that he was holding beer and he was going to make the bracha shahakol, and he finds out that it's wine, but he catches himself before the end of the bracha and his chasima was perfect and he said bore pri hagofen. And Rashi explains that even had he done it kedas hapsicha, he would have been yotze had he said a shahakol on gefen. So that's fine. Elakami Boilon, our suffix is going to be Pasach Adaiti the Chamra, where his mindset at the beginning of the Bracha and Sheva Malchus was Chamra, that he's going to recite a Bar Pri Agofen. And then when he gets to Melech HaOlam, he reminds himself, oh, it's Shechar, and he finishes with Shahakol. So the Chasim of the Bracha was perfect. Do we say Basar Iker Bracha Zlinam, Iker Bracha Adaiti the Yayin Nemra? If the Iker Bracha is the Tchilas HaBracha, that's called Iker HaBracha, then he had in mind Bar Pri Agofen, and he cannot be Yotze, says Rashi, a Birchas HaYayin on Shechar. Shechar Eino Min HaGefen. Now it seems that Rashi is interpreting this Gemara in terms of Kavana, Kavana in Brachos. And the question is Kavana indispensable, is it critical in the Chalos HaBracha, for the Bracha to be Chal? And Rashi holds that the Kavana is Kovei the Chal Shem Cheftza Shel Bracha. So it's not the Nusach itself, the dry words that came out of his mouth as he formulated, as he enunciated it, that's not going to be Kovei the Chal Shem Cheftza Shel Bracha, but rather it's going to be his Kavana. And we could bring a proof to this from Tosfos back on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Dibra Maschil Hachi Gar Sinan. Tosfos says, Baruch Atah Hashem Hamalamei Torah Li'ama Yisrael. Avalogaras Lamdeni Chukecha She'ein zu bracha el bakosha shomer David. Now the pasuk Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha in Tehillim is a heftza of Torah Bechsav, and therefore there's no iser of lo sisa if he says this bracha over and over again, because anything that's read as part of Kriyas Psukim and Limud of Torah is not subject to the violation of lo sisa. But according to that girsa, that the chasim of the bracha was lamdeni chukecha, a girsa that Tos rejects, it would seem to be pashut that if he recited Birchas HaTorah once, and he was chosein Baruch Ata Hashem lamdeni chukecha, and then he would recite the bracha a second time around, it would be a bracha sheinitzricha, and he would violate lo sisa. Why? Because the Chal Hashem, either a Torah or number two bracha, when he says Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, is dependent upon his kavana, and he had kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah of bracha. In other words, he thought that Lamdeni Chukecha was the correct nusach bracha, so he was reading it not b'Torah's Torah Shaval b'chsav, but rather b'Torah's bracha. We see that the Chal Hashem bracha is not dependent to and determined by the Nusach HaBracha, but rather it's dependent upon the Kavana of the Mavarech. And that's why we would assume that in a case where his intention was to be Mavarech Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, then even though he recited a Pasuk in Tehillim, he would be, in case he wasn't Yotzei the Bracha, in violation of Lo Tisa. Now, if you take a look at Tosis, Divrei Maskil Lo, here on Daf Yud Beis, and you'll find something very similar in Rabbeinu Yonah, the question that they raise is the following. Why does the Gemara vacillate about whether Gazlina, Basa Psicha, Basa Chasima? We have a principle called Mitzvus Einam Tzrichas Kavana. And perhaps we could suggest that even if Mitzvus Einam Tzrichas Kavana, nevertheless, with regard to Brachos, there's a separate din of Kavana. And the kavan in brachos is not like the general kavan in mitzvahs. That mitzvahs, if you hold tzrichas kavana, is the kavan is a tnai, is a precondition in the kiyum mitzvah. But in birkas, in brachos in general, we could say, kavana is such an integral, essential part of the maisa mitzvah that it is koveya, the chalos shem chefetz de bracha. And perhaps this din, that kavan in brachos, is so critical, and it sets up the chefetz shel bracha, is really a reflection analogous to what Reb Chaim says in Hilchas Tefillah Perek Yud, that the kavan in tefillah is part of the etzem maisam mitzvah, is part of the chefetz of the tefillah. That without kavanah to be mispalel, he's a misasik bialma, and there's no chefetz. There's no ma'isa tefillah at all. So too, according to Rashi, in this sugya, there's a separate din in brachos, similar to that of tefillos, that kavana is kovas chaloshem bracha. And it seems clear from our sugya that from the din of kavana in brachos, we have a din that you have to have kavana on this machal, on this food that you're eating. The Gemara is a safek, where that kavana is required as a separate kavana only in the chasima sabracha, or perhaps even in the beginning, the ikar abracha, at the beginning of the bracha, when he says Shemu Malchus. On a deeper level, perhaps the safek of the Gemara is whether the amir of Shemu Malchus, which is absolutely uniform for all brachas, is that the critical part of the bracha, and it requires at that moment kavana. What kind of kavana does he have to have? So one possibility would say, yeah, when he says Shema Malchus, he has to have kavana, but all he needs is some sort of general kavana that he's reciting a bracha. Well, perhaps no, that the Shema Malchus is different in each bracha and bracha, even though it's the same nusach, but each bracha needs its own kavana for that specific bracha. So that again, he's not up to the chasima yet, he's only reciting Shemu Malchus, but already at the time of Shemu Malchus, this is so essential to his bracha, that he has to have in mind for the chasima and the chasima is unique to each singular bracha. So he needs to be mechaven when he's reciting Haskar Shemu Malchus to that specific bracha. If you take a look again at Tosfos Divrei Maschil Lo Lasuye, you will see that Tosfos has a problem. Why does the Gemara have this suffix after we pass in mitzvah Zeinim Tzrichas Kavana? And he quotes the Ri. Hainu b'shomea tefila achorei beis hakneses v'lonis kavin lotzeis. That's called mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. He didn't have kavana lotzeis. Aval hechen is kavin levarach al yayin v'nimsa shechar. His intention was to make a bar priya gofen. Is lo mahani. Then we don't apply the principle of mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. And Tosfos doesn't really flesh this out for us. Why is it that in the case of Shomea Tefila Me'achor Beis HaKnesses, he needs Kavana Lotzeis, according to Mandiyom Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, and we paskin Mitzvah Einam Tzrichas Kavana. But says Tosfos, even in Mitzvah Einam Tzrichas Kavana, in the case of Yayin and Shechar, where his bracha was on Yayin in his mindset, but then it turns out to be Shechar, it's not enough to just apply the principle of Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana. And the question is why. But perhaps we can explain this in the light of Tosfos in Sukkah, that Tosfos says even if you hold Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana, nevertheless if you have a Kavana lo yotzei, if you have a negative Kavana that you won't be yotzei, is lo yotzei dechavas. We're not going to shove it down his throat, as the proverbial proverb goes. So even according to the Mandiyom, who says mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and you'll see this in Rabbi Yonah in our sugya, a kavana lo lotzeis is going to undermine the mitzvah itself. And if you apply that to our sugya, then if he had kavana for the sake of yayin, he's not going to be yotzei his mitzvah when it turns out to be shechar, even if he held mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, because he had a kavana shelo, he had a positive kavana that this was not a bracha on Sheikhah, but rather this is a bracha on Yayin. So we can square off even with the Mandiyom who says mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. However, this explanation of Tosfos still meets with great difficulty, because in our sugya, his kavana was lotzeis yidei chovas birchas hanenim. Again, he had a mistake in terms of which bracha he should be reciting, but he definitely clearly had a kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of birchas hanenim, of reciting a bracha. And therefore, it's not at all similar to a case where he had a negative kavana. Here, he didn't have a negative kavana. He had a kavana for yayin. It turns out to be shechar, but he definitely had a kavana to fulfill his mitzvah of birchas hanenim. So we're not talking about two separate mitzvahs. You know, one mitzvah is to bevarach al shechar. Another mitzvah is to bevarach al yayin. But rather, when you have one mitzvah, to mevarech birchas hanenim for each achila, then we're going to have a principle which we've mentioned on many occasions, but it's never actually been successfully implemented. A person has kavana not to be a moel, because hanenim min ha'olam hazeh lo bracha kilu moel. So even if he had kavana about which bracha specifically he should make, which birchas hanenim, but he had kavana lotzeis mitzvahs birchas hanenim. So this is not like a case where a person had a kavana not to be mekayim the mitzvah, he had a negative kavana, he's not yotzei, even if you hold mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Here's a case where he had a kavana for the mitzvah, but he had kavana for the wrong bracha. But perhaps we could say that in the light, in the perspective of Rashi Shita, that there's a special din when it comes to brachos, that you need kavana for this specific bracha. And that's a unique halacha that applies to birchas hanenim, or to brachos in general, that you need kavana for this specific bracha. And in this case, for this specific meichel, you need a kavana for yayin. You need a kavana for shechar. And if you mix the two, then we have a problem of a negative kavana. And that's what we call a kavana for a bracha miyuchedes. In other words, a bracha for this particular meichel. And that's a new concept of kavana that goes beyond the general concept, the universal concept of Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. However, let's look at the Gemara a little bit later on. The Gemara says, Pshita, Hechad Karnokit Kasa the Chamra Biyodei V'Kasav Shikru Pasach Uvarach Adait the Shikru V'Siyam B'Dechamra is Yotza. That's the case that we dealt with before. The Inami Omar Shahakal Nia Bidvar Yotza. It means, according to the way we explained it in Shitas Rashi, there's a separate din that Kavana in Brachos requires that he have Kavana for this specific Bracha Miuchedis. Or for this particular Michael that's sitting there on the table in front of him. That is the understanding of Rashi. But let's ask the following question. In the case where he had in mind Shechar and he corrected himself with Yayin, why is he Yotzi in this case? After all, he didn't have Kavana for that specific bracha. He had in mind Shechar when it turned out to be Yayin. He didn't complete with a Shahakal, but rather he completed his bracha with a Bori Priya Gofen. So how does the Kavan of Shahakal help him for Birchas Bori Priya Gofen? And why is he Yotze? Because Lechor, according to Rashi, Kavan is Makeves in Chalos HaBracha. And to understand the answer to that question, we have to again fast forward a little bit to the issue of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Toshma. Shachris, Pasach b'yotzer or v'siyem b'marav haravim lo yotza. Pasach b'marav haravim v'siyem b'yotzer or yotza. Arvis pasach b'marav haravim v'siyem b'yotzer or lo yotza. Kol shel davar holech achar achisum. So everything depends upon the chasima. Ella, but rather, since Rabbi Bar Ula said that there's a din of Lahazkir Midas Yom Balayla Midas Laila B'Yom, so the Gemara says, Kika Amar Brocha Umalchus Mei Karach Avayuka Amar. The Gemara seems to be answering that even though he didn't have Kavana for the Nusach HaBrocha, which is correct and appropriate for this particular Kriyat Shema, or Birchas Kriyat Shema, but nevertheless, since he has a need to mention Midas Yom, this is a requirement, Balayla V'Layla B'Yom, is his Kavana was a good Kavana. It's a valid Kavana for the Tochen HaBrocha. It means that the Marav HaRavim is not a foreign element even within the context of Birchas Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. And it's considered always as if he had the right Kavana. And therefore, perhaps in the case where he started thinking that he has a cup of yayin in his hand, he didn't realize he had a cup of yayin in his hand, so he started al manas levarech al shechar. His kavana then, to be mevarech shahakal, is considered a kavana for that message, so to speak, in birchas hayayin, for that tochen in birchas hayayin. There's a chal shem kavana de brachos. Because kavana de brachos ha'akvos bebrachos is not dependent upon the nusach and the kavana for the right nusach, but rather the kavana for the right substance or the content of the bracha. And therefore, a bircha shahakal, insofar as it's a bracha klolis, has the same status as bircha sayayin vis-a-vis Yayin, the Bor Priya Gofen on Yayin, and therefore he's Yotze. But let's take a look at the next part of the Gemara. E lema di ochal nahama v'kosavri de tamri ochal u'posach adait de tamri v'siv ben ahayma hainu bayan. So here's a case where he started his Birkas HaMazon thinking, mistakenly, that he had eaten dates, and he completed his bracha when he caught his mistake, realizing that he ate hamotzi and he recited Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara is a little bit of a pella, because if he was posech adaiti the tamri, in other words, his kavana was for a bracha me'ein shalosh, and then when he realized he had eaten bread, he was mevarech birkas hamazon. In this case, in terms of his kavana, he didn't have a kavana for the right nusach. However, mitzad the tochen of the bracha, the inherent meaning of the bracha, is birkas hamazon, birkas mein sheva, really are shavos. They're really the same. They're one and the same. Birkas mein shalosh is just an abridgment of bracha shel shalosh, birkas hamazon, and it's a shortened form of the same bracha. So therefore, if you want to ask whether a bracha mein sheva, mein shalosh, is a thanks to Hashem on mazon, on aretz, on Yerushalayim, all the elements that we have in Birkas HaMazon are here in Bracha Mein Shalosh. So therefore, this is not similar to the case of someone who opened up with the idea that it's Chamra, and he had in mind to recite a Bar Piyah Gofen, and then he was Messiah B'Shikra, because in that case, he didn't have Kavanah for the right Bracha. So his kavana was for the wrong nusach habracha. So it would seem from here that since bracha mein shalosh is only one bracha, whereas birkas hamazon is three brachos, so the bracha mein shalosh is an entity unto itself, its own cheftza shel bracha status. And therefore it's very much different. Chalukein al pi din me hadadi af betochen birchosehen. In other words, we should say that al pi din, there's certainly a fundamental difference between these brachos. So it's a bracha b'fnei atzma, this bracha mein shalosh. And that's why the Gemara thinks that this is similar to the case of Chamra and Shichra, because the Gemara understood that Birchas Mein Shalosh is basically an entirely different Cheftza Bracha than Birchas HaMazon. But if that be the case, then the Maskonas HaGemara becomes difficult, because the final Maskona is that Ochal Tamri V'Savar Nama, or Ochal Uposach B'Dinama V'Siyim B'Ditamri Yotza, Dafilu Siyim B'Dinahama Yotza, My Time B'Ditamri Nami Mezin Zayini. Well, we just finished explaining that bracha mein shalosh and birkas hamazon are two different chefs of shal bracha. Each one is independent of the other. And they are distinguished al pi din in terms of their tochen bracha. So why was he yotze? And the maskonas HaGemara is that he is yotze. And that's a pella, because he didn't have kavana when he started the bracha for Birkas HaMazon for that token of the bracha, the right bracha of the bracha mein shalosh on Tamri. And from this sugya we can learn a pella of a chiddush, that since if he would be mevarech Birkas HaMazon on Tamri, he would be yotzi yedei chovah. So we see that Birkas HaMazon is some sort of bracha koleles. It's very similar to shahakol. And in Birkas HaMazon, you find the substance of a bracha, or the content of a bracha mein shalosh. So therefore, if he opened up and he had the kavana to, the intention to be mevarach Birkas HaMazon on Tamri, then he's yotze, because it's considered as if he had the kavana for that token of bracha which he needed, namely bracha mein shalosh. He had the right kavana. But in the opposite scenario, where he had kavana for Birkas Mein Shalosh, then it's not considered as if he had a kavana for the token of Birkas HaMazon, because Bracha Mein Shalosh is not a Chalosh Shem Bracha Koleles. That's only true with regard to Birkas HaMazon. And the same thing we find in Birkas Shakol, that it's a Chalosh Shem Bracha Koleles, because included in it is the token of all the first brachas, all the brachas rishonis that we have. And whenever we make a bracha on the ochel, this is always included under the shakel. Everything is included kol in the shakel, because this is a bracha hakolelis. Now the Ramban in Milchamas here you'll see it on Daf Vav Amud Beis in the Rif, writes Kachi Hatsa Shel Shmua Pshita Hechde Nokat Kasa the Chamer Biyode the Kasav the Shikru Hu Baruch 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 Ata Shahakol Ni Abidvaro Bar Piyag Gofen Lefisha Hirgish Miyad Shekoshal Yayin Hu Yotza Bein De Nezel Basa Psicha Bein Basa Chasima Shafilu Siem Bide Shikra Nami Yotza. Now, the Ramban seems to indicate there are two dinim, and those dinim have to do with the category, the concept called toch kidei dibur. So if he's holding a koshel shechar biyado, and he opens with bar pri agofen, and he concludes with shakol niyadvaro, he certainly is yotze, because chazar v'tiknam Tokidei Dibur. This is called Tokidei Dibur. The Gemara's Suffolk, according to Ramban, is that if he started his bracha with the Shakol Ni Abidvaro, and he was thinking that he was, about to drink Shechar, now Tokidei Dibur, he realizes he has Yain and he recites Bar Pi Agafen. If we hold as Lina Basar Ikar Birchaso, he would be Yotze. But if we go Basar Chasima, Lo Yotze. And the Gemara has a Suffolk, do we say that to the same extent he could be Metake, that he could be Kaken his Dibur, Tokedei Dibur. He could also be Mekalkel his Dibur with Tokedei Dibur. In any event, what's difficult here is we don't really understand the difference here. In the case of Chazbo Tokedei Dibur, That's the difference. And the Ramban seems to be operating with two dinim of Tokedei Dibur. One din is that he could add to whatever he said within Tokedei Dibur, and that applies even in Eidus. And the second din is Tokedei Dibur de Chazara. Like, for example, if you have Eidus that would somehow allow the Edim to be chozer b'hem from the Agada Tokedei Dibur, that's where Tokedei Dibur comes to the fore. And that is Chazara. We find something also in Mekachu Memka very similar, that he could tell the Makna, that the Makna himself could tell the Kona that he wants out, and he's not interested in the Mechira. So that in Mekach HaMemkar, if the Makne changes his mind, Tokedei Dibur, he can cancel the Mechira that he had originally agreed to. And the Din of Chazar Tokedei Dibur is Chal Midin Akira. That he's authorized, he has the ability to be Oker HaDibur HaRishon. Okay, Rabosai, I see it's getting late. There's a lot more here in the Ramban, but at least in Mitzvah Shem, we covered Shitas Rashi. And again, this is a good Chazar Be'iyun on what we're doing in the Daf. Let me take this opportunity to wish you a good Shabbos.